वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमः श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। शृण्वतां स्वकथा कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवण कीर्तना हृदि अन्तःस्थोय भद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सताम्। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th canto chapter 54 entitled The Marriage of Krishna and Rukmini, verse number 26. Yavanname hato banai shaitha munch darikam smayan krishno dhanuschitva षड्भिर्विव्याध रुक्मिणम्। यावन्न मे हतो बाणै शयिथा मुञ्च दारिकाम् स्मयन् कृष्णो धनुश्चित्त्वा षड्भिर्विव्याध रुक्मिणम्। यावन्न मे हतो बाणै शयिथा मुञ्च दारिकाम् स्मयन् कृष्णो धनुश्चित्त्वा षड्भिर्विव्याध रुक्मिणम्। धनुश्चित्वा षड्भिर्विव्याध रुक्मिणम्। माताजी, यावन्नमे हतो बाणैः शयिथां च दारिकाम् स्मयन् कृष्णो धनुश्चित्वा षड्भिर्विव्याध रुक्मिणम्। वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। यावत् व्हाइल न नॉट मे माय हतः किल्ड बाणै बाय द एरोज शयिथा यू लाई डाउन मुंच रिलीज दारिकाम द गर्ल स्मयन स्माइलिंग कृष्ण लॉर्ड कृष्ण धनु हिज बॉ छित्वा ब्रेकिंग षड्भी विथ सिक्स एरोज विव्याध पियर्स्ड रुक्मिणम रुक्मी। ट्रांसलेशन एंड इंटरप्रेटेड बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Release the girl before you are struck dead by my arrows and made to lie down. This is Rukmi says. In response to this, Lord Krishna smiled and with six arrows he struck Rukmi and broke his bow. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur points out that in fact Lord Krishna was meant to lie down together with Rukmini on a beautiful bed of flowers. But out of shyness, Rukmi did not directly mention this point. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Galpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So I beg blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas that they shower their blessings so that I can speak something which is relevant to the verse today. I feel very embarrassed that so many senior devotees are sitting and have been made to speak again within a month. So we see here today's translation says, release the girl before you are struck dead by my arrows and made to lie down. In response to this, Lord Krishna smiled and with six arrows he struck Rukmi and broke his bow. So the translation, you know, it is again bringing us into a twist in the story, that you know this whole pastime is very exciting, that Lord Krishna kidnaps Rukmini, and then in this, with every verse that is coming, the excitement is increasing, and here we see that there is a twist in the story. Previously, you know, when Rukmini she wrote the letter, so there was a doubt whether Krishna will come. And then Krishna, keeping his, the desire of the devotee foremost, he comes. And he also kidnaps Rukmini. And then there is a battle which happens. And the Yadav army, they successfully defeat all the contending kings and princes who came as suitors for Rukmini. And then, now Krishna with Rukmini on the same chariot, they are driving towards Dwarka. So this is like, you know, the story usually would end there, that in the Bollywood films that we see generally, that, you know, the hero and heroine have met and they are together and they are going towards their home and they happily lived ever after. But here we see that there is a twist. Suddenly, Rukmi, he is coming and challenging Lord Krishna. So in the last few verses we saw that how Lord Krishna was attacked by Rukmi, not just by arrows but also by sharp words of abuse. So just the last verse it also said, you know, that wherever you go carrying off my sister like a crow stealing sacrificial butter, I will follow. This very day I shall relieve you of your false pride. You fool, you deceiver, you cheater in battle. So in so many words he is abusing Lord Krishna. So in this verse it says that, you know, he is further saying that release the girl before being struck by my arrows, you will lie on the battlefield. And the purport says something different. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying that actually Rukmi wanted to say that you should lie down with my sister on bed of flowers. So I feel very incapacitated to speak anything on this verse and purport, but still we will try with the blessings of devotees. So here we see that, you know, from the point of view of Rukmini, she is now with Lord Krishna and going towards Dwarka, and suddenly her elder brother, who had arranged the whole affair of the marriage, so, you know, he is coming behind Lord Krishna, not just alone with, but with a big army of his own. And Lord Krishna is alone with Rukmini. So they are on lone chariot going ahead. And here Rukmi, he comes with his army to attack Lord Krishna. And being the real brother of Rukmini, so she is definitely most perturbed now, because all this while, you know, when the other kings, they attacked Lord Krishna when he was fleeing away with Rukmini, and when they were killed, so it was a time for being happy and rejoicing, because anyway she did not care whether they lived or they are defeated or they are defamed or they run away with their lives. But here her own elder brother is challenging Krishna now. And he is not just speaking, but he is also shooting arrows. So, a previous verse said that Rukmi, he struck 3 arrows on Lord Krishna. And then he started speaking so many abuses. So, now, the result of this challenge would be either Rukmi dies, or he gets defeated, and that is worse than death for a Kshatriya. That, you know, he is defamed and he loses all his, you know, prestige. And so both were painful for Rukmini. So then, what will happen when Krishna is now challenged by Rukmi? So what he is going to do? So that is the, you know, exciting part of the story that is going to unravel in the next few verses. So, we see that in the past few, you know, days, or we can say months, this story is going on. And one of the speakers, he said that, you know, this whole affair which is going on, and so many, especially when the different kings and princes with their armies, they started fighting and so many were killed. You know, there is a description of how Yadav army, they killed the kings and their armies. So, the speaker, he was saying that how Rukmini must be feeling so guilty that just because of her, so much massacre is going on. And generally, the occasion of marriage is a very happy occasion where people are happy, they are, you know, rejoicing. And here, this has turned into a bloody battlefield. So she must be really feeling very guilty that, you know, just because of me everything is going on. Actually, she is finding herself in the, as they say, in the eye of the storm. So she is in the center, everything is going on. And especially now, this is the height that all this while there were a few, especially Shishupal and his friends who were challenging, but now her elder brother, Rukmi. So what will happen? So here we see in the, you know, whatever verses Rukmi has spoken, and especially now in this verse. So one quality that comes out of Rukmi is he is showing great determination. So he has himself witnessed that the Yadavas with their army, they very easily defeated kings even of the stature of Jarasandh. And the Bhagavatam mentioned that when they see that their armies are unnecessarily getting killed, so they say, what we have to do with this whole affair? Shishupal was to be married and his would-be wife is, you know, abducted. What we have to do? Why are we losing? And then they kind of retreat. Give solace to Shishupal. Shishupal also goes away. Home, as the verse said. You know, he went home. And everybody went home. And Rukmi, this whole affair was arranged by him. So he was the, you know, main, we can say, the arranger of the whole thing. And he is now feeling very incensed that he planned in a certain way that his sister should get married, but that did not happen. So he is feeling very badly hurt that his plan is foiled. And who is the cause? Krishna. So he is very angry. And he sees that, you know, everybody is defeated, they all went away. So he saw the power of Lord Krishna. But still, he is showing his determination. No, what I had decided, I will somehow do it. And he gives a promise to all the, you know, kings and the princes that you just see, I will defeat and kill Krishna and bring back Rukmini. And he is so confident of his victory that he even takes a vow. Actually, we can say that it was a wager, basically. It was a gamble. You know, he says, if I don't, you know, get victory over Lord Krishna, if I lose, then I will not enter into my city, Kundina. So, with this great confidence and determination, he goes behind Lord Krishna and gets his attention by shooting those three arrows and then starts abusing in so many ways. One of the reasons for this whole act by Rukmi is that he wanted to save his prestige that he had arranged. So this is all basically because of his false ego and false sense of prestige that I arranged something and Krishna has foiled everything. How can that be? You know, what I have decided, that should be done. Not what Krishna wants, that should be done. Although he has seen with the various incidents that happened, that he has no power. No one has power to overturn the wishes of Lord Krishna. But because blinded by his false prestige and false ego, so he comes. By kidnapping Rukmini, actually Lord Krishna did a great favor to Rukmi. That is, not just to Rukmini, but to Rukmi, because he accepted him as being a very close relative of Lord Krishna. So everyone wants to actually ally with the most powerful.
And who can be most powerful, more powerful than Lord Krishna himself? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, the act of kidnapping Rukmini was a great favor, but because of his ignorance, he was arrogant. Rather than being grateful, he was arrogant. And in that arrogance, you know, he actually started abusing in so many ways, Lord Krishna. And rather being humbled by the, you know, the power that was displayed by the Yadav army, he actually, out of foolishness, you know, he started to, you know, or he went, attempted to attack Lord Krishna. So, you know, they say that in English there is a saying, fools rush in where angels fear to tread. So, you know, this is in terms of the Kshatriya strength, power. You know, there were bigger, more powerful kings than Rukmi, and they retreated away, but he, like a fool, entering into, like a wasp entering into, or like a moth entering into fire, he is rushing towards Lord Krishna. You see, that many times, you know, such foolishness, people will glorify as great determination. Just see. Against all odds, this person is still fighting. And, you know, they glorify all these things, this kind of foolish determination. Krishna speaks about determination in Bhagavad Gita, that there are different kinds of determination. So, the right kind of determination is with, you know, proper knowledge and, you know, for the highest benefit. If he was in proper knowledge, he should have actually, you know, welcomed Lord Krishna and married Rukmini. And seeing this foolishness of Rukmi, what is the reaction of Lord Krishna? So we see that Krishna with Rukmini, they are actually going towards Dwarka. He is kind of, you know, he is kidnapped. So he is running away, we can say. And Krishna is anyway famous to be Ranchod, that he, you know, ran away from the battlefield. So someone may say, oh, it's a similar act, you know, he is running away. So earlier he ran away from the battlefield, that was not whimsical, that was with some purpose. So whatever Lord Krishna does, there is some purpose behind that. What was the purpose then when he ran away from the battlefield? You know, when Jarasandh attacked Mathura, basically he wanted to protect the residents of Vrindavan primarily, and also protect the city of Mathura from the attack. So he ran away. And here, what is he going to do? He stops. He could have run away, because anyway he is Ranchod. So he is, you know, being challenged, and he runs away. So that would be the normal, you know, Rukmi. That's why he is speaking in so much harsh words and in so many ways, and then he also strikes with arrows. So Lord Krishna decides to stop. And, you know, we can see that Lord Krishna, all this while, he displayed the quality of tolerance, that he kept tolerating so many abuses of Rukmi. And so we also learn that even Lord Krishna is not appreciated by everyone for what he does. So we should not have false expectations that we will always be liked by people. There will always be those who will not like you. So better is to just tolerate. Not everyone will always glorify. There will also be some detractors who will try to prevent you from what you are doing. So there is no point in trying to please everyone. We should be more focused on what is the purpose. So Krishna was focused, yes, I have to protect Rukmini, and he is going away. But then when there was it went beyond limit. So then also sometimes tolerance is many times people think that it is a sign of cowardice. So Krishna here, he also wants to show that that is not the fact. And so he decides to now set a limit to, you know, the Rukmi's different, adventures that he is doing now. So he uses his discretion, as they say, and decides to teach Rukmi some lessons. And, you know, we see that in the two verses before that, you know, he struck Lord Krishna with great strength with three arrows. And actually, it is said that sharper than the pain of the arrows is lesser than the pains of the words that, you know, sometimes it is said that, you know, the harsh words, they are more painful than the sharp arrows. So here, you know, Rukmi is speaking in so many harsh words. And Rukmini is also very fearful now that what will happen, what is Krishna going to do with this new twist in the story, that, you know, everything was all right, but suddenly why Rukmi has come. And Krishna, there are different purposes why he stopped. One is that, you know, he wants to show that it is not just that he is running away and he does not have the strength to fight back, but it is just as a, he does not want to kill Rukmi. But then Rukmi does not have that intelligence, so to stop him, he stops. And the verse says, "Release the girl before you are struck dead by my arrows and made to lie down." And what was the response? In response to this, Lord Krishna smiled. And with six arrows, he struck Rukmi and broke his bow. So, if Lord Krishna was angry, he would have not smiled. So Krishna was not angry, but he wanted to correct Rukmi. And so, he smiled. The word here says, "Smayan Krishna." So, you know, what are the different reasons why Krishna smiled? So, we can, like, I did not read it anywhere, but just, you know, it occurred to my mind. You can all correct if it is not suitable. So, one thing was that Rukmini, she was very fearful, seeing that now my brother is challenging, so what will happen? So Lord Krishna, while putting his arrows on the bow, he kind of, you know, maybe seeing sidelong Rukmini's fear, and with a smile, he shoots the arrows. That, don't worry, I'm not going to kill him, but just to stop him. So another reason is that to give her confidence, that it's not that I am just Ranchod, I am also brave. So you are not going to marry a person who is a coward, as the world says, but he is also very chivalrous. And basically to impress her with his powers, that just see, he has struck with three arrows, I will use six arrows and break his bow. And then the next verse says that, you know, again he shoots so many arrows that Rukmi is practically on the ground. He falls. The chariot is broken, the horses are dead, the flag is broken, the charioteer is also dead. And also one of the reasons he smiles is to see, he sees that, you know, how Rukmini, she should not be falsely attached, you know, in the bodily relationships, that he is her elder brother, so what will happen? you know, if something happens to him, that will hurt me. What about so many people killed? So he is trying to, that, you know, don't be attached on bodily platform. Of course, those many more lessons by Lord Balaram will come in future verses when Lord Krishna punishes Rukmi. So he also wants to give this lesson to Rukmini, that now you should be attached to me, the absolute truth, and not be attached to the bodily relationships which are all false and which are temporary. And he also wants to tease Rukmini that just see what I do now. He is your brother, now see what I am going to do with him. And he also smiles to tease Rukmi. Rukmi is very angry and he is using his full force. The verse said, with great force he shot 3 arrows. And, you know, Krishna is nonchalantly, you know, very with a smile, and he shoots these 6 arrows. And the bow of Rukmi is broken. So it is like, you know, you are fighting with someone and you are using full force and the other person just slaps you. You know, it's a teasing, right? You know, you feel so bad that, you know, I am putting a full force. This person, you know, is not even affected in any way. So he is teasing Rukmi also just by smiling. That he does not make his face that I will shoot you now. And also, you know, he is teaching a lesson that when there is a need to correct someone, so that correction, especially when the person is a relative or very close, so the correction should never be done out of anger or hatred or vengeance or meanness, but should be done as an act of compassion, so that the other person corrects his ignorance. So here Krishna is therefore, with a smile, he is showing that he is not angry, but he is just, you know, concerned about the foolishness and ignorance of Rukmi and wants to remove that. So that is the lesson he wants to teach. And as per the purport, another reason, which is more esoteric reason, why Lord Krishna smiled, is that Rukmi, he is trying to speak to Krishna that I struck you with 3 arrows, you are not killed. So in the Sararth Darshini commentary by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur on this purport, he says that Rukmi actually is telling Lord Krishna, because you are not killed by my arrows, me ahata. The word he says, yavan na me hata. So he says that actually he is saying, yavan na me ahata. You are not killed by my arrows. So, do not release the girl. Manchadarika, don't release the girl. So then, Lord Krishna asks question, why I should not release her? What should I do with her? He says, actually, you should lie down with her. Shaitham. And he says that, he did not say that specifically, but what he meant was that, you know, you take her away and you lie down with her on the bed of flowers. So, out of shyness, Rukmi did not say, and what he meant to say, understanding that, Lord Krishna is also embarrassed, so he is also smiling, therefore. So, this is, you know, what we could understand by why Lord Krishna smiled when he is challenged by arrows. So, I know that what I have spoke, I don't have any level of realization on that, so please forgive me for that. And today is also the disappearance day of Lochandas Thakur. So he is a very great Vaishnav saint, and it is befitting that we speak some words about his life and his glories. So,
appearance day. Sorry, it is the appearance day of Lochandas Thakur. So he appeared in 1950 AD in the family of physicians in the village called Kogram in the district of Bardhaman, which is not very far away from Navdweep. It's on the way from Howrah to Navdweep, so Bardhaman station comes in between. And he was the disciple of Narhari Sarkar, who is from Shrikhanda. His father's name was Kamalakar and mother was Sadananda. And it is mentioned that at a very early age he was married, but he did not have any attraction for the worldly life. And he would be most of the times at the place of his guru, that is Shrikhanda. And he was very much attracted by the life and different activities of Lord Chaitanya, different qualities of the Lord. And he would spend more time at his guru's place hearing and getting inspired from the different descriptions about the Lord from Murari Gupta's Chaitanya Charita. He learnt how to sing kirtan and bhajans from his guru at his place. And later he himself says that he wrote a book called Chaitanya Mangal, and he says that he was very much inspired by the poetry, his compositions in Sanskrit by Murari Gupta, and he was inspired to compose all that in folk language of the village, in Bengali. So he wrote that, and that is what is Chaitanya Mangal. So the descriptions which are given by Murari Gupta in Chaitanya Charit, when he composed them in Bengali, so that is Chaitanya Mangal. And it is mentioned that actually in 1537 he was ordered by his guru Narhari Sarkar that he should write that book. So he wrote that Chaitanya Mangal. And Vrindavan Das Thakur had already written Chaitanya Mangal previously, which he in Chaitanya Mangal himself of Lochan Das Thakur, he mentions that he offers obeisances to Vrindavan Das Thakur. But when he also wrote another book of Lord entitled it Chaitanya Mangal, so all the Goswamis and different senior devotees, they assembled together and they said that we should resolve this because two books cannot be in the same name. So there was no copyrights or trademark at that time. It was the concern was that devotees should not get confused. It was not more of establishing my right over a certain book. It was more of devotees should not get confused. So let's change the name of the book. And so they changed the name of Vrindavan Das Thakur's book from Chaitanya Mangal to Chaitanya Bhagavata. And Lochan Das Thakur, when he is writing this book Chaitanya Mangal, he actually mentions very humbly that he does not have any scholarship abilities or very deep theological understandings, but he is just a poet who learnt poetry and different ways of singing from his guru Narhari Thakur. And we see that he has written many poems. One of the very famous poems which we all know and which we sing sometimes is Paramakaruna Pahudvijan Nitai Gaur Chandra. And in fact it is so amazing that once Srila Prabhupada, when he was in West and he visited some place, I think it was in South America, and he was singing this song, and suddenly he got choked, Srila Prabhupada, which would actually very rarely happen. And then he gave the purport to the song and he said that just see,
how merciful is Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, that they have come so far from Bengal and are, you know, kind of, you know, elevating and rescuing the fallen conditioned souls in the West who had never even heard anything about Lord Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is a very wonderful poem that he has also written. So this is you know, the great contribution that Lochan Das Thakur has given to the Vaishnava community. It is mentioned that pastimes which were not mentioned by Vrindavan Das Thakur in his Chaitanya Bhagavat, they were mentioned by Lochan Das Thakur in Chaitanya Mangal. So it says the descriptions in Chaitanya Mangal are very, very you know, rasic or very mellow about the early life of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are very grateful that, you know, the Vaishnava Acharyas have worked so hard and given all these great literatures so that we can understand the qualities and precepts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees at that time. So we humbly beg at the lotus feet of Lochan Das Thakur that they be merciful on us so that we can also imbibe some of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and follow in the footsteps and try to become more and more Krishna conscious and absorb in Krishna Katha. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If there is any comment or correction, I request devotees to kindly do it. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Lochan Das Thakur ki. People.